Tributes are pouring in from around the world for the American writer Toni Morrison. The Nobel Prize winner died last night at the age of 88. In addition to the Nobel for Literature, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize in 1988 for her novel, Beloved. Her first novel, The Bluest Eye, was published in 1970. NPR's Lynn Neary joins us now with more. And Lynn, Toni Morrison was a giant in modern American literature.
Absolutely, Jeremy. Something I came across today put this in perspective for me. Apparently early on, some reviewer criticized Morrison's writing for having no white characters, and I found that so telling. Mm. If you think about when she began writing, it would have been the 1960s or early 70s when that remark was made, and that a well-respected critic thought a book focused solely on black lives was somehow lacking. Think about the writers we now have who have books that are focused on black lives, like Jesmyn Ward, Colson Whitehead, Tyree Jones, Jacqueline Woodson. These are the giants of literature for us today, and she is one of the giants of the past who paved the way for them.
And interesting to note that she began her career in publishing, and that led her to writing.
Absolutely. She was an editor at Random House in the 1960s, one of very few black women in what's still a very white world of publishing. She said that as an editor, she saw that books by black authors weren't getting the kind of editing they needed. So she set out to give them the attention that they deserved, working with such authors as Angela Davis and Muhammad Ali. She also began writing at this time, and she said that she started writing because the book she wanted to read didn't exist. So she had to write it herself, which led to The Bluest Eye, which is about a young black girl who wished she had blue eyes because she didn't like the way she looked. And Morrison followed that up with some of her best-known novels, Sula, Song of Solomon, Tar Baby, and of course, the book that brought her the greatest acclaim, Beloved.
Right. Now, you interviewed her several years ago. What stands out to you from that conversation looking back today?
Well, I actually interviewed her when Beloved first came out, it's one of the most memorable interviews I've ever done because in the middle of it, I asked her what I think she thought was a naive question. I don't know if you've read the book, but the depictions of slavery are very detailed, very unflinching. And I asked her whether she had imagined some of these details or whether she had heard them in stories that were handed down to her by her family. And here's how she answered that question.
Slave narratives are full of that information. Letters are full of that information. History books are full of that information. It's inescapable. The only place where it doesn't happen is in Williamsburg, I think. But the moment you begin to examine any aspect of it, you get the most extraordinary stories. And I had a time trying to make it less sensational.
You know, you may not be able to hear that, Jeremy, but she was really chastising me for my ignorance, I think. And I've thought about that interview, and I realized what she was telling me was educate yourself, that it's no longer okay to be ignorant about the details of slavery and its legacy and how it lives on in all of us. And I think that's what the book was about and what a lot of her work was about. You know, her legacy really is that she wrote eloquently and honestly about black life in a way that black people could identify with and white writers could come to understand what it means.
Lynn Neary, NPR books and publishing correspondent, talking with us about Toni Morrison, who died last night at 88. Lynn, thank you.
You're welcome.